I'll now read the first of three book reviews from the Villager magazine. And the first one is a book called Blenheim by Peter Adamson and Rod Craig. These two come together through poetry and painting to share their love of Blenheim, the 12,000-acre estate of gardens, lawns, lakes, woods and pasture belonging to Blenheim Palace. By way of introduction, Peter Adamson provides a short history of watercolour, giving the general reader a valuable insight into the challenges involved. Rod Craig speaks with real passion, describing it as the most energetic, vibrant, exciting, unpredictable medium, far more exciting than oil. The authors express the hope that their book will add to the enjoyment of those who visit Blenheim and those who might like to. Moreover, Peter Adamson underlines that the paintings stand in their own right as a collection of work by one of the country's leading watercolour artists. It was 50 years ago that I first stepped into Blenheim's very special natural world. As students, we could escape academia and head on our bikes to this wonderful paradise to laugh and to play and sometimes to cry. Between them, Peter Adamson and Rod Craig have produced a profound portrait of a unique place. The paintings combined with the poetry will stir your emotions. They capture the moment. They capture the changes in mood and the changes in the seasons. In the precarious world we now live in, we have to hope that the Blenheim experience will still be there in years to come. So get a copy of Blenheim, it's ideal for Christmas. Then make hot foot to the gates of Blenheim, enter in and enjoy. And that review was written by Alec McGiven.